Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and pay my respect to their elders past and present. It is a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country.
Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Amen. I formally declare this meeting of the Council of the City of Perth open. Are there any apologies?
Yes, Madam Chair. The Chair Commissioner, Mr. Andrew Hammond, is an apology.
Thank you, CEO. Are there any questions from the public?
No, Madam Chair.
Are there any deputations?
No, Madam Chair.
Are there any commissioners on leave of absence or requests for leave of absence?
No, Madam Chair.
Moving to item 6, we now move to the confirmation of minutes from previous meetings. Would somebody please move that Council confirms the minutes of the ordinary Council meeting held on the 28th of July 2020 and the special Council meeting held on the 4th of August 2020 and notes the minutes of the Audit and Risk Committee meeting held on the 5th of August 2020 as a true and correct record?
Happy to move, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner, and I'm happy to second from the Chair. Is there any discussion? Thank you. All those in favour by a show of hands? Carried. Moving to item 7, announcements by the Chair, Commissioner. Firstly, I understand that we have or will have shortly 35 students from the North Metropolitan TAFE in the public gallery to observe tonight's meeting. So for those of you who have arrived, welcome. I would also wish to announce that the city is holding a candidate information session for people who are interested in standing for the October local government elections. The session is being held on Monday the 31st of August from 6 to 7 p.m. and you can register on the City of Perth website. CEO, are there any disclosures of interest for this afternoon's meeting?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Does any commissioner or employee wish to disclose an interest and its nature in any item contained within the agenda?
Thank you, CEO. Commissioner Kosova?
No, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I will be moving later in the agenda to defer some meetings to a special council meeting, and I'll handle that issue when I get to that item under reports 13. CEO, are there any questions of which notice has been given for this evening?
No, Madam Chair.
And has any correspondence been received?
No, Madam Chair.
We move to item 11, petitions. Have any petitions been received?
Yes, Madam Chair. A petition from Ms. Kate Safakianakis was presented to the Chair Commissioner on 4th of August 2020. The petition reads, "Bring the Christmas Nativity back to Perth City 2020. The petition was conducted through change.org and contained 6,483 signatures, of which 37% were from the broader Perth area, 59% within Australia, 4% were from overseas. On reviewing the petition, it was noted that it does not conform with Section 4.9 of the City's Standing Orders Local Law 2009. However, at the request of the Chair Commissioner, the petition has been considered informally by the Events, Arts and Cultural Advisory Committee at its meeting held on the 17th of August 2020. The committee's recommendation is listed in item 13.6.
Thank you, CEO. We will consider the committee's recommendation during item 13.6. 2016. And for the record, I have received a copy of the petition. Some more guests have arrived. Welcome to the students from North Metropolitan TAFE in the public gallery this evening. Moving to item 12, are there any matters...
Excuse me, Madam Chair. If I could also add, there has been a late petition received. Thank you. A petition was received this afternoon from Alan Johnston, which reads, "We, the undersigned, respectfully request the reinstatement of the nativity scene into the Perth Christmas pageant in 2020 and beyond. The whole reason for Christmas is the birth of Jesus Christ and was set as a special time when folk, Christians, especially celebrated this incredible event in history which changed the world. Christians matter. This petition has 37 signatures.
Thank you, CEO. We'll note the second petition also from Mr. Alan Johnson. Moving to item 12, yes. Are there any matters for which the meeting may be closed?
Excuse me, Madam Chair, if I could please refer to the Alliance Manager Governance to add some information around the petitions.
Through you, Madam Chair, I believe that the petition needs to be received in line with the City Standing Orders Local Law.
Do we have... Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, CEO. I will move a motion that the petition on the reinstatement of the nativity scene into the Perth Christmas pageant in 2020 and beyond, containing 37 signatures, be received. Can I have a seconder? Thank you, Commissioner. Is there any discussion? Thank you. All those in favour? Carried. I'd now like to move to the business of the meeting. Item 13, we have a number of items on the agenda this evening. I would like to move that items 13.3, 13.4, and 13.7 be deferred to a special council meeting to be held as soon as reasonably practicable. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Commissioner. I'd like to outline the reasons for the deferment being suggested. These items are being deferred for want of a quorum due to the absence of the Chair Commissioner tonight, and every effort will be made to attend to these items as soon as practicable. We would not anticipate a large passage of time before we're able to address them. All those in favour? Carried. Moving to item 13.1, the City of Perth Long-Term Cycle Network Plan. The officer recommendation is outlined in the agenda. I'm happy to move this from the Chair, that Council endorses the Department of Transport's DOT Long-Term Cycle Network, LTCN, in brackets, plans dated the 31st of July 2020 at attachment 13.1A to guide the development of the integrated cycle network within the City of Perth. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Commissioner. I'd like to speak to this item. I think that in a city as beautiful as the City of Perth, having a long-term approach that encourages safe cycling in and around the city is to be commended and supported. Commissioner Costa?
No, nothing further. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I'd like to put it to the vote. All those in favour? Nil against. Carried. Item 13.2, City of Perth submission to a stronger tomorrow. State Infrastructure Strategy Discussion Paper. The Office's recommendation is that Council endorses the submission to Infrastructure WA on the State Infrastructure Strategy Discussion Paper as detailed in Attachment 13.2C. Is there a mover for this motion? Thank you, Commissioner, and I'm happy to second from the Chair. Commissioner?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Happy to speak very briefly on this. Just to firstly thank the officers for including the additional information that was discussed at the briefing session last week in respect of the actual discussion paper and questions that had been released for comment during the consultation period. And also just to commend the officers, I think they've done a good job in packaging up and representing the capital city's interests in the broader infrastructure context for the state.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. All those in favour and nil against, the motion is carried. With the deferral of item 13.3 and 13.4, we now move to item 13.5. This item relates to the financial activity statement for the period ended 30th of June 2020. The officer's recommendation is that the Council receives the financial statements and the financial activity statement for the period ended 30th of June 2020 as detailed in attachment 13.5A. Do I have a mover? Thank you, Commissioner, and I'm happy to second from the Chair. Is there any discussion, Commissioner?
No, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I would like to put the vote. All those in favour? Nil against. The motion is carried. We now move to item 13.6, payments from the Municipal Fund, July 2020. Do I have a mover? Just for clarity, the officer recommendation is that Council receives the list of payments made under the delegated authority for the month ended 31st of July 2020 in accordance with Regulation 13.1 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996 and 2, records in the ordinary Council meeting minutes, the summary of which is as follows. The fund has paid $21,567,699.26. That just completes the overall. Commissioner Cassava, are you happy to move that motion? And I'm happy to second from the Chair. Is there any discussion? No, this is largely procedural, taking up several hundreds of pages of itemised accounts. So, all those in favour? And nil against, the motion's carried. Noting that item 13.7 has been deferred, I now move to item 13.8. 13.8 relates to the execution of the Local Government Master Lending Agreement. The officer recommendation is that Council 1 enters into a Master Lending Agreement with the West Australian Treasury Corporation as at attachment 13.8A and 2 approves the affixation of the Common Seal of the City of Perth to the Master Lending Agreement in the presence of the Chair Commissioner and the Chief Executive Officer. I'm happy to move that motion. Do I have a seconder? Thank you. I'd like to ask a question, please, of Michael Kent, with your permission, CEO. Mr. Kent, would you be able to outline the background and benefits of moving to a master lending agreement?
Thank you, Chair. This is essentially a procedural action. The Western Australian Treasury Corporation, who are the primary lending body for local governments, have in the past done all their lending by executing individual loan agreements, which is administratively cumbersome both for themselves and for local governments. So they have subsequently moved to a process where local governments enter into a master lending agreement, all existing and or future borrowings that the city does comes under that one agreement, which makes the execution of those loan deeds much simpler administratively and is in fact now a prerequisite of any borrowings that local governments wants to do with WA Treasury Corp.
Thank you, Mr. Kent. Could I put the motion, please? All those in favour and nil against, the motion is carried. Moving to item 13.9, this item relates to the appointment of Deputy of the Local Government for the Health Brackets Miscellaneous Provisions Act 1911. The officer recommendation is that Council 1 appoints the following officers as its deputies with the authority to exercise all of its powers and functions conferred or imposed upon the city by the Health Brackets Miscellaneous Provisions Close of Brackets Act 1911 and its regulations 1.1, the Chief Executive Officer, 1.2, the General Manager Community Development, 1.3, the Alliance Manager Community Safety and Amenity, and 1.4, the Principal Environmental Health, and 2, revokes the previous authorisations under the Health Brackets Miscellaneous Provisions Close Bracket Act 1911. I'm happy to move from the chair. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Commissioner. I have no wish to discuss this item. Do you, Commissioner?
Through the chair, just to thank the officers for providing some further advice in response to questions that were raised at last week's briefing in respect of whether or not council has the ability to appoint multiple deputies, given that the wording of the legislation is in the singular. So I just note that the advice received is that both under this, the generality of this act, as well as the application of the Interpretations Act, that it is open to council to appoint multiple deputies in this instance. So happy to second the motion in that instance.
Thank you, Commissioner. Could I put the motion? Both in favour and nil against, the motion is carried. Moving to item 13.10, this is the deferral of the October Ordinary Council meeting. The officer recommendation is that Council approves the deferral of the Ordinary Council meeting from the 27th of October 2020 to the 3rd of November 2020. I'm happy to move from the chair. Do we have a seconder? Thank you, Commissioner. I just would like to note that this item is a new item and wasn't discussed at the briefing last week. I think it outlines in the paper adequately that the scheduled meeting is shortly after the elections to be held on the 17th of October, just 8 days after the new council will be sworn in on the 19th of October. In order to ensure that the elected members have completed their induction program and have adequate time to consider the agenda, it is recommended that the agenda briefing session currently scheduled for the 20th of October 2020 and the council meeting be deferred. I think it's a very sensible approach to allow an appropriate induction for incoming councillors. CEO, would you like to add anything to the paper or the comments made?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Kosova?
Through you, Chair. No, it makes perfect sense. Thanks.
Thank you. So I'll put the motion. All those in favour and nil against, the motion is carried. The next item is item 13.11. This is the adoption of the financial hardship policy. Okay. The officer's recommendation is that council adopts the financial hardship policy as detailed in attachment 13.11A. Do I have a mover for the motion? And I'm happy to second from the chair. Commissioner, did you wish to speak to the motion?
Yes, through the chair, thank you. As per your comments on the previous item, it's perhaps just worth noting that this item wasn't explicitly included in last week's agenda briefing session, so it will be a new item in that regard. I also note the paragraph at the top of page 53, which is the officer's statement that typically in accordance with the council adopted policy framework policy, any new or revised policies would ordinarily be advertised for a 21-day public consultation process. In this instance, officers are recommending that that not occur because the absence of a council policy dealing with hardship in this instance would in itself potentially create additional hardship for the city's ratepayers, where the policy could otherwise apply to provide them with some relief. I do, though, through the chair, have a couple of questions. I apologise for not raising these with officers in advance, but I'm happy to take their advice as we go. The first question through the chair just relates to the second paragraph under the policy scope. So I'm now referring to attachment 13.11A, the actual draft policy itself. That sentence reads, "This policy does not apply to the exclusion of a ratepayer applying for the opportunity for a payment arrangement." I found that very confusing, and I'd like to know if someone can please provide a simpler interpretation of that. That perhaps could be included in some amending text now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If I could please refer to the the Project Director Strategic Finance to answer that question.
Thank you very much. Through the Chair, the City has always had in place an opportunity for ratepayers to contact the City to make alternative payment arrangements. Because this one was a response to a ministerial order gazetted at the end of May, the intent was that this policy responds specifically to that ministerial order, but by adopting this policy we're not excluding the pre-existing arrangement by which ratepayers can make alternative payment arrangements with the City.
Commissioner, does that satisfy your query?
Through you, Madam Chair. That's what I thought it meant, but I think it's written in, you know, with respect, perhaps a little bit more of a cumbersome fashion than the verbal explanation that's just been provided. In that regard, and through the Chair, would officers be supportive if the wording of that second paragraph on the policy scope was changed to simply state that this policy does not affect the opportunity for a ratepayer to apply to the City for a payment arrangement? Because I think that's, in more simplistic terms, the intent.
Madam Chair, yes. Thank you very much. We will make that amendment.
Thank you, CEO. So, Commissioner, do you wish to provide an amended motion?
Through you, Madam Chair, yes, I'd be happy to do that. I also just have one other question, and that is in relation to Policy Statement Clause 2, which refers to, starts off with the words, "We're a small business as defined in the Small Business Development Corporation Act," etc. That, to me, seems to be an example of financial hardship. So through you, Madam Chair, the question I have to officers is, should that Clause 2 actually be lettered paragraph I, included at the end of Clause 1, and then Clauses 3 and 4 be renumbered 2 and 3 accordingly?
Yeah.
Madam Chair, thank you. Yes, we will make that amendment. Madam Chair, thank you. We will make the amendment.
Thank you, CEO. Commissioner Cusfa, any further amendments?
Thank you, Madam Chair. No, with those two, I'd be very happy to proceed with the amended vote.
So for the benefits of the minute taker, have you captured those amendments? Yep, we can. Okay. Do you have an amended motion, Commissioner?
Yes, I do. I'm hurriedly trying to cobble it together to be precisely in accordance with the words I said before. So if you'll indulge me for a moment, yes, I'm happy to move a formal amending motion to change the second paragraph under policy scope to read, this policy does not affect the opportunity of a ratepayer to apply for a payment or to apply to the city for a payment arrangement. And secondly, to delete the existing clause 2, shift that upwards to become a lettered paragraph I under clause 1, and to renumber existing clauses 3 and 4 as 2 and 3 respectively.
So subject to those amendments that we adopt the financial hardship policy as detailed in the attachment 13.11A, subject to those two amendments. Thank you. Yes, we can. I'm happy to second from the chair. Any further discussion on that amendment, Commissioner? In which case, I'll put the amended motion. All those in favour? Carried. And we'll now move on to the next item, which relates to 13.12, the audit and...
Sorry, through you, Madam Chair. I think given that we've moved and seconded and carried the amending motion, that now just becomes the substantive for us to vote on now.
Oh, I thought we did vote. Oh, I'd like to vote on the amended motion that's been seconded, and we'll now vote. So, is that correct?
Voting on the amended substantive motion, yeah.
The amended substantive motion. Good to go? All those in favour? Yes? Nil against? Carried. Thank you very much for that procedural advice. I'd now like to move to item 13.12, the Audit and Risk Committee Risk Management Policy 19.1 revision. The officer recommendation is that the Audit and Risk Committee recommends that Council adopts the revised version of the Risk Management Policy 19.1 as detailed in attachment 13.12A. The Audit and Risk Committee recommendation is that Council adopts the revised version of the Risk Management Policy 19.1 as detailed in attachment 13.12A, subject to minor amendments to the policy wording in relation to this description of the appetite statement. Do I have a mover for that motion? Yes. And I'm happy to second from the chair. Commissioner, did you wish to speak to that motion?
Through you, Chair, no, I'm comfortable with that.
Thank you. And I am the chair of the Audit and Risk Committee, and hence further support the motion. I'd now like to put the motion. All those in favour? Nil against, and the motion is carried. Item 13.13, this relates to the compliance audits, City of Perth and New South Wales-Victorian Government Transport Authority agreements. The officer and the Audit and Risk Committee recommendation is that Council approves the report, compliance audits, City of Perth and New South Wales-Victorian Victorian Government Transport Authority agreements as part of the internal audit plan for 2019 and 20 and 2020-21. I'm happy to put that motion from the chair. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Commissioner. I have no wish to speak to the item. Do you wish to speak to the item? I'd like to put the motion. All those in favour? Nil against. The motion is carried. The next item is item 13.14, the City Amenity Advisory Committee, Hay Street Lighting. The motion is Council, one, approves $900,000 being allocated from within the budget allocated to the COVID-19 economic rebound strategy to purchase and install feature lighting in the Hay Street Mall, and two, delegates to the CEO to award a Stage 2 contract up to the value approved by Council for the most suitable lighting solution following a formal tender process and endorsement from the City Amenity Advisory Committee. Noting that Stage 1 would constitute a pilot project, and Stage 2 would include the balance of the mall as detailed in this report. Do I have a mover for this motion? I beg your pardon. The City Amenity Advisory Committee recommendation reads that Council approves up to $300,000 being allocated from within the budget allocated to the COVID-19 economic rebound strategy to purchase and install Stage 1 feature lighting in the Hay Street Mall. So from that's the motion that we're moving. Thank you. A little bit confusing in the papers. Do I have a mover for that motion? Thank you, Commissioner, and I'm happy to second. Commissioner, do you have any questions? This item was discussed at the briefing session as well.
Through the Chair, yes, I do actually. Firstly, thanks to the officers for updating and amending the plans that were included as attachments. I find it much clearer now to understand exactly the scope of, or the scope and extent of works that's proposed. Through you, Madam Chair, though, if I could please just seek some clarification from the officers. In dealing with the Advisory Committee's recommendation, I would feel more comfortable if we at least referenced in the recommendation Attachment 13.14A, which is the plan that the City has produced, as being reflective of the geographic extent and the approximate scope of works to be undertaken. At present, it simply says $300,000 being allocated from within the budget to install Stage 1 feature lighting. So read in isolation without any reference to that plan, there's not a great deal of clarity as to what Stage 1 feature lighting means. So, as I said, through you to the officers, whether or not they have any concern or comment in respect of a proposed amendment to include reference to the words in accordance with Attachment 13.14A.
CEO?
No, we have no issues with that amendment.
Thank you. Commissioner, would you care to move an amended substantive motion? Is that correct?
Through you, Madam Chair, I'd be happy to move an amendment to simply add the words in accordance with, at the end of the existing recommendation that appears from the Advisory Committee, just add the words to the end, in accordance with Attachment 13.14A.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm happy to second that.
Through you, Madam Chair, in terms of a reason, I would say that it needs to be to provide extra clarity around the extent and scope of works proposed.
Thank you. I'd like to move the vote on the motion. All those in favour and nil against, the motion is carried. The substantive motion is carried. Thank you. Amended substantive motion, is that it? Okay. Would you like to, perhaps you could turn on the mic and be very happy for you to provide the appropriate wording for the amended motion.
Through you, Madam Chair, we need to vote on the substantive motion, which includes the amendment and the primary motion that was moved and seconded to begin with.
Thank you. All those in favour, nil against, carried. Thank you. The next item relates to item 13.15. This is the Events, Art and Culture Advisory Committee, COVID-19 Economic Rebound Strategy Events and Activation Program. The revised officer recommendation. Thank you. We have a number of recommendations, but the recommendation before council tonight is as follows. The revised officer recommendation is that council approves the 2020-2021 activation and events program at a cost of $1.235 million, as detailed in attachment 13.15, for immediate implementation as part of the COVID-19 economic rebound strategy, taking into account the following guiding principles: that spend data be utilised to determine activation event models which are successful in providing economic impact, engage the bricks and mortar businesses to ensure leverage with the events and activations calendar, placement of activities at venues and sites which can maximise cross-pollination with businesses, encourage alfresco dining and activation, ensure a balance of daytime, nighttime, midweek and weekend programming, engage in a major media campaign, ensure social and cultural impacts are achieved alongside economic impacts and leverage and align with other existing events and activations throughout the city, which will inform detailed activity planning and delivery. Do I have a mover for that motion? Thank you, Commissioner, and I'm happy to second from the Chair. Commissioner Cosford, do you have any questions or comments?
No, Madam Chair. I think the report and the associated attachment are quite clear.
Thank you, Commissioner. Look, I note that this is a substantial amount of money that is being invested in the city. I would like to applaud the staff for bringing forward this recommendation, and I look forward to seeing the detailed activity planning and delivery playing out at a really very important time for reactivation of the city. I'd like to put the motion. All those in favour? Nil against, and the motion is carried. Moving now to item 13.16. This item relates to the Events, Art and Cultural Advisory Committee with respect to the Christmas Nativity response to the petition that we have received, two petitions that we've received. The motion, this one, is that Council 1 acknowledges the informal petition requesting the reinstatement of the Christmas Nativity Concert, and 2, proceeds with the Christmas concerts at Forest Place, taking into consideration the following: the social benefit of traditional nativity content remains a key objective and outcome of the concerts. The nativity content is delivered at a scale that is appropriate to the new venue to increase accessibility over a number of nights, and the participation with other events in the area to encourage visitation and increase economic impact, including for the nighttime economy. I'm happy to move that motion from the Chair. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Commissioner. I'd like to, through you, CEO, ask that the appropriate officer outlines in a little more detail as to what is proposed for the Christmas concerts in Forest Place?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The intention of the Christmas concerts is to have five concerts from the end of November through to Christmas. The intention of having five concerts is to spread and manage the crowds, particularly, and to provide greater choice by having a variety of concerts and content during that period of time. Each concert, though, will still be very traditional. We'll have traditional concert Christmas carols. It'll be strongly Christmas-themed, and it will still have nativity sets and staging. The only thing that it won't have is the traditional play, nativity play. Also, we will be calling for expressions of interest from community groups, from churches, from schools, from other interested parties who would like to participate in the concerts. The organisation that has been traditionally organising the nativity play concert each year has already expressed interest in participating in that. The other thing is to remember that we have 45 nights of the nativity play being projected as an illumination onto St George's Cathedral, and that'll be part of the very strongly Christmas-themed lights, illumination and lights trail.
Thank you very much, Anne. Do you have any questions, Commissioner?
No, Madam Chair.
So I would like to make a few comments with respect to this item. Prior to the meeting, I did go online to the change.org online petition, Bring the Christmas Nativity Back to Perth City 2020, and took the time to read the comments behind the petition that was provided to Council today. I also note that the Commissioners have received a number of letters that have been encouraged through a website that also organised the petition and acknowledge the passion and commitment to bringing this event back held within those letters, and that the Chair, Commissioner Mr Andrew Hammond, met with one of the key proponents, Mr Peter Abetz from the Australian Catholic Lobby. Christian Lobby, I beg your pardon. And I've also reviewed, I think, most of the TV and media coverage on this item. Just referring back to the general reasons for signing the petition, I'm not thinking that these are all-inclusive, but I did take the opportunity to reflect on four of the key themes. The first was that this change was taking Christ or Christianity out of Christmas. I think I can speak on behalf of all the commissioners that changing the program of what the city supports and runs in the city has nothing to do with taking the element of Christ out of Christmas. And I would hope that that explanation is received with the sincere intent of there not being any anything untoward about this, that I think that the program that's being considered will respectfully acknowledge the Christian aspect of Christmas as always. The second item that really came out was that this is in some way prejudicial and anti-Christian and really around minority interests. And again, that has never entered my mind whatsoever in considering a change in an event. The third was that this is a free and family event. It's part of our culture. People love coming in with their children, part of the Christmas tradition. To that, I would say that I think the offering of multiple concerts over many weeks and still having all the other celebrations of Christmas in the city with the ornaments, with the concerts, with the kangaroos, hopefully, the projection on the church, the Christmas trail, will provide plenty of opportunities for free and family activation in the city, and look forward to seeing all those people pour in. And then the fourth was really that this event has been loved and provided important opportunities for young talent to perform on stage. And hopefully, with the inclusion and open invitation and for that expression of interest for the current organisers of this event to participate in the concert series as well, to be considered for that, then that will be met as well. So from the head and the heart, I'd like to say that I think with the planning that's being taken by the city and support of the overall excitement around Christmas, that hopefully Christmas 2020 will be bigger and better and accessible and embraced by all. So with that, I'd like to put the motion. All those in favour, nil against, and the motion is carried. Moving now to item 13.17. This relates to the Marketing and Promotion Advisory Committee full year 2021 marketing activities and budget allocation. The revised officer recommendation is that council approves $1,650,000 to be allocated to marketing activities for the financial year 2020-2021 as follows. A, the CPP or City of Perth parking fee changes $40,000. B, the elections campaign $40,000. C, audience segmentation project $30,000. D, retail, food and beverage, small business visitor destination campaigns $1,225,000. E, Think Perth campaigns $165,000. F, impact evaluation and insights $100,000, and G, city dressing $50,000. Do I have a move for that motion? Thank you, Commissioner. I'm happy to second from the Chair. Do you have any questions or comments, Commissioner?
No, Madam Chair. I again think the report's self-explanatory and thank the Advisory Committee for its work.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. And I do note this was discussed in some detail at the briefing session, and that supplementary information as to how the money will be spent was provided in further detail. So on that basis, I'd like to put the motion. All those in favour, nil against, and the motion is carried. I'd like to move now to item 14, the motion of which previous notice has been given. Have any notices of motion been given, CEO?
No, Madam Chair.
Item 15, have any items of urgent business been received?
No, Madam Chair.
On that basis, it is now my duty to thank everyone in attendance this evening, especially those students from TAFE. Thank you very much for your interest. And I would now like to declare the meeting closed. Good evening, everyone.